I'm telling you this because the devil's going to tell me, you know what, your schedule's too much. So why don't you do your devotional first and read and look for the scriptures and then do it. The devil will do anything to trick you not to read the word. And I cannot emphasize the most important thing. I'm starting this early. Read the word. And then I challenge you to study the word. Because we need to know the word so we can walk in the word and we can pray and we can stand on restoration. Never forget, God created marriage. Never forget in Malachi chapter 2. The Lord's the priority. God is the priority. But in Christ, you are a loved child of God. And I want you to know this. I want you to write this down. You are a loved child of God. You are never, never abandoned. You may have been abandoned by your spouse, but you are not abandoned. In Galatians 3, 26 and 27, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you were baptized in Christ and have clothed yourself with Christ. You have to know who you are in Christ.
I was just devastated that this was happening to me. It was like my worst nightmare. What could possibly else happen in my life than have my family fall apart that meant so much to me? Looking at our situation, and it took me many, many years to come to this understanding. My wife and I, we had planted the seeds of dissension in our marriage by being unchaste during our courtship. We had opened the door of Satan to come into our lives. So he took this perfect marriage, and we didn't see it. Satan came in, and slowly he will destroy.
That's where we are today. God has his sturdy work boots on with us and his work clothes, and he's working in us. And we're real excited because Greg didn't tell you, but he left a very prominent position and a very good job to come home, and not just to come home to me, but to come home to Christ so that he could further what God wants him to do. And I'm really proud of him for that, because it would have been easy to come home and to fix most of the stuff, but I know it's a big deal that he came home and he left everything, but not for me. He did it for him.
I think let's just wrap up by just bringing it back to the main point that all of this, the walk that every one of you are going through and the walk that we're going through, is purely by the grace of God. It is God's grace that has brought you here.
Missy was not expecting him to come home that day. My mom was an example of that. Luz and Fabian were an example of that. And your spouse may come home the same way some of them did, where they came home, but they didn't know what they were doing there. Don't get discouraged when that happens. Don't feel defeated. Say, God, this is an in-home prodigal now, and we're going to keep praying and fighting, and we're going to go about this a different way, and I'm not going to give up on you. Isaiah 43, verse 2, is another great scripture that I love. I bet many of you have this marked in your Bible. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. You're walking through fire right now, aren't you? The flames will not set you ablaze. These are the scriptures that you have to hold on to and you have to remember. And when Satan whispers in your ear, give up. This isn't worth it. They're never coming back. They're so happy. It's been 5 years. It's been 5 days. They're never coming back. They love somebody else. They're so happy. Don't listen to that. My dad, if you've read any of his books, will say, we all thought he was happy. He was losing weight for the first time in his life. He was wearing a new wardrobe. He would come to pick us up and he had on a pink button-down shirt. He has never worn a pink button-down shirt in his life, and suddenly Mr. Metro is wearing a pink button-down shirt. And we thought he had gone off the deep end. But in the what we didn't know was he was struggling with the Lord because he knew he was living a double life. He knew the truth. And he looked happy on the outside and looked like he had it all together. But when he would lay his head on his pillow at night, he would battle with the Lord.
Today we're restored. We are a work in process. And I can tell you that every day we forgive each other. As Charlene has worked with me very, very closely, we forgive each other daily. I don't have the right not to forgive him. Because God has forgiven me of so much. And he still does. So God bless you. I love you. Please know that we pray for you every day. And your spouses are coming home. I love you.
Well, thank you, honey, for getting me off the hook once again. I guess I don't need to say anything. We can wrap it up, right? Wow. How do you follow that act? I am an answer to prayer. I did not know the Lord. I had come to church a million and a one times. And every single time I came to church, I always had something to say. I always justified why I didn't have to go back to church. Because it was always the pastor or the collecting of money, or it would all make sense to me. It was all financial. It was all a big, big lie. It made no sense. God is real. Because if it wasn't for God, I would not be standing here today. I have been forgiven more than I could ever forgive. And that is the truth. I walked out of my wife not once, but 100 times. And all of you who have heard my testimony know that. I had no accountability, I had no responsibility. One of the things that I want to tell you today, standards. Always let your prodigal know that the doors are open. One of the things that I fought with was I never thought that I could be forgiven for so much. I never thought that after doing so much damage to my family, walking out on 5 children, that I could ever look at them or they could never look at me with honor or respect. That was impossible in my mind. But in God's world, that's not impossible.